Herzlich willkommen zu einer neuen Folge des Fusecasts. Heute gibt es hier ein kleines Interview, das ich mit der Band Northlane bzw. deren Sänger Markus Bridge geführt habe. Wir haben schon Anfang des Jahres miteinander gesprochen. Dabei ging es unter anderem um das neue Album der Band, das zum Zeitpunkt des Interviews noch am 1. April erscheinen sollte. Also bitte nicht wundern, es ist jetzt doch erst am 22. April erschienen. Lasst euch davon nicht rausbringen. Also wir sprechen über das Album, darüber, wie die Band ihre Fans bei der Stange hält und so ein bisschen den Kontakt hält, während es keine Konzerte gab. Deswegen würde ich sagen, viel Spaß beim Interview. Hi Markus and welcome to Fusecast.
Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to talk to you finally. We will be talking today about your upcoming record, which will be coming out on the 1st of April this year. So first question, how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. It's been quite hot in Melbourne in Australia the last couple of weeks. So yeah, it's only been just chilling out just in the last couple of days. So I'm enjoying the cooler weather.
I wish I could say that it's so cold in Germany and so stormy and rainy. Oh. So I'd give everything for a warm day.
It's always the grass is greener on the other side, isn't it? It's either hot or it's too cold.
It is. So as I said, your record will be coming out in April. How are you feeling about releasing this record?
I'm really excited. It's been a long time coming, I guess. We recorded it, I guess, about this time last year. And just with everything going on, it's been hard to kind of plan to release it and to start doing things with the new music. So I'm really excited. Yeah, that's about it. I'm just excited. I'm not really nervous or anything because I think the response we've gotten so far from the songs has been really cool. And it's been a quite different songs have been released, like kind of more dancey songs as well as kind of an older style Northlane song. So yeah, I'm just feeling really excited.
Mm-hmm. So you said that you started recording or working on it last year. Did the pandemic like have any influence on the recording or your decision when to put it out?
Well, it definitely had an influence on the recording. It was a weird time to be trying to record an album with kind of nothing going on besides being locked up at home. It's just kind of hard to find inspiration. But that being said, I think we really kind of knuckled down. We spent a month away doing that. And yeah, I'm really proud of what we were able to come up with despite those kind of annoying times that we were living in. I'm not sure exactly if it affected the release of it, but I'm pretty sure we would have loved to have released it by the end of last year and starting to tour on it early this year. But yeah, with everything going on, like we haven't played a show in like over 800 days now. So it's kind of just, yeah, we're trying to make sure everything happens at the right time.
Yeah. I feel like not being able to play live is like the most problem that many bands have. Like they want to wait until it's over and you can play shows again, and then they put out the record and then next week it's like, oh no, you can't play any shows because it's forbidden.
Exactly. And even still, like, yeah, we would have loved to release it a lot sooner, but yeah, we've got to make sure we've able to tour it and make sure people can hear it properly in a live setting. And yeah, it's been a bit of a bummer, but we're really excited to hopefully this year get back to full-time touring and get back to normal.
Yeah, and you did something new with the record because you released it like in a self-release or self-finance. No, that's not the right word, but you people could give you money to produce the record. So how did this decision come?
Well, yeah, we self-produced this one, and yeah, it's the first record we've done off a label. And that's kind of brought, you know, its own pressures, I guess, but it has kind of left us feeling like we have a lot more freedom to kind of experiment with stuff as much as we want. And I also think, you know, after being a band for over 10 years, we've learned a lot in terms of how to manage the band ourselves and, yeah, and how to release music and how to kind of promote it in our own way. So yeah, it's kind of scary going out and hoping that someone would kind of help fund it as well. But we've been lucky to be like working with Believe here in Australia, who've kind of funded the album, and we'll be releasing it. I guess distributing it. I don't really know how all that stuff works too well, but I'm definitely just the guy who's writing the songs and singing the songs, whereas Josh is the one who handles all the business side of things. So I'm kind of just like, you handle it, Josh, and I'll show up when I need to. But no, it's been really good to be kind of working with a new group of people in Believe. And yeah, it's all just been really smooth sailing, to be honest, in terms of the recording and the plans for release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like some more bands are releasing in a self-release with like these platforms like Patreon and stuff, because While She Sleeps did that as well. And I always feel like as a fan, when I don't see it as a journalist, I see it as a fan. And I feel like it's the part to get closer to the band, because you know where your money is going. You don't pay for vinyl to a label, and you don't know, is the band getting anything from that? So you pay Absolutely. For it, and you see what the band gets from it, and you get something back as well as a fan.
Totally. Yeah, doing the Patreon thing has been so much fun as well, I guess, kind of being able to connect with the fans while we haven't been able to play shows. It's kind of been a little reminder that we actually are a band, considering we haven't played a show in so long. It's been really cool to connect with, the fans who want to support us, and just kind of get to know people a little bit better outside of just seeing them in a show or whatever that might be. It's just been fun, really. A lot of the kids who are in our Patreon, they just have a lot of fun and just kind of have a lot of cool kind of thoughts to bring to the table that, we wouldn't ever really get the chance to see unless we had this platform to talk to them and interact with them. So it's been a really cool experience. Mm-hmm.
So even though the record will be coming out in April, is there still the chance to get into your Patreon and get to these live streams and stuff?
Yeah, so the Patreon itself it's kind of helped us fund more so the day-to-day for us, to be honest, without playing shows, I guess. Just the band being paid by the Patreon is what's been happening lately. They've kind of funded us being able to survive while we haven't been on tour. So we're so grateful for that, and so grateful for the people who, kind of spent a lot of time in there interacting, and also, helped us kind of survive during all of this. Anyone can still sign up, and we're still doing weekly live streams. I think probably, I'm sure this might not be out by the time he does it, but John's doing a like songwriting thing tomorrow, which would just be him going over like how he worked on the instrumental for Plenty, our newest single. And the kids have been really enjoying seeing that that new side, or the behind the scenes of what's been going on. We love doing it, to be honest. I think the next time I do it, I'm just going to be playing video games, to be honest, and letting people watch me do that and talk to them while I do that. So it's all sorts of stuff we can kind of do, and we're always kind of thinking of new ways to, I guess, involve the fans who have been supporting us. There's always a chance to come and hang out with us.
What are you playing at the moment?
Well, not much. I'm not much of like a deep gamer, I guess, but I play a lot of Fortnite, but I don't know if I'll play that on the stream. I was going to also play like, have you heard of GeoGuessr?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's probably that. And I don't know, just silly games, to be honest. I'm just trying to stuff to kind of get conversation going as well, I guess, because I don't want to be too involved in the game and just ignore the people watching. I don't know. We just have fun over Patreon.
Yeah, I guess it's always important to get a bonding with the people, even though you're like a big band now. I don't know if you remember, you have played the Never Say Die Tour in 2018, I guess. And I've been doing the social media stuff for this year. You can't remember. You have played a very, very small show in Bonn. At the Bla, it's very, very, very small venue, and it was like something you could win, I guess. And you could win.
I do remember that
North Lane show. And it was
that was disgusting. It was in this little bar that was really sweaty and it was so hot. But that was so much fun. That I feel like just because it was for the fans who had kind of won a little competition thing, like everyone there was so excited and so just so down to have some fun. And yeah, that was a lot of fun, that show.
Yeah.
I had a great
and I feel like that's making a band like very what's the English word? It's bringing the band closer to the fans. So
absolutely.
That's always
we love doing that. And yeah, like you said, with the Patreon stuff, I mean, it is a side that you wouldn't get to see with us. And I think also with the smaller shows, we don't get to do those kind of intimate shows as much anymore. But when we do, it's always so much fun. And you can really tell that the people there are like really excited about it. So yeah, we love doing that kind of stuff.
Back to your upcoming record, on Alien, you have talked about your past. What would you say is the main topic on your new record?
I'm not sure if there's maybe, I don't think there's as much of an overbearing theme to this new album. Though it is still quite dark, but there isn't necessarily like this whole album is about my upbringing or anything like that. It's more kind of focused on, I guess, kind of the anxieties and kind of, you know, tough times after we released Alien. I think releasing Alien, a few of my family members had kind of gotten in contact with me and were kind of upset by the stuff I'd talked about on that album. And also in that time, my mother passed away. So it was all kind of, I don't know, I just definitely had this guilt kind of weighing on me. And I feel like I didn't really want to keep talking about my personal stuff as much, even though I feel like, you know, it's good to get that stuff out. I still felt like it doesn't make me feel good then getting this backlash from people close to me, even though it might not necessarily be fair for them to do that. It was still, you know, still a lot to kind of take on. And I think this new album is kind of more focusing on those feelings of feeling anxious about that and feeling kind of helpless as well with me wanting to kind of express myself, but not knowing how to do that without kind of, you know, affecting people around me that in a negative way. And I think also with the pandemic as well, it left a lot of us feeling very unsure of what to do and very much just stuck. And I think a lot of the songs in this album are kind of going through the ups and downs of that and figuring out how to navigate that and figuring out how to navigate your own mental health as well. It's an interesting album because I don't think it's as much positivity in it. It's kind of all quite negative, but I think it's a lot of stuff that people have been going through and can probably relate to as well in their own lives or with how the past couple of years has been. So I guess the overbearing loose topic of the album is just kind of dealing with just these anxieties and your mental health and trying to navigate this, the world we're in at the moment.
Mm-hmm. How would you say these feelings that you had while writing the lyrics, which influence did they have on the sound of the record? Because I feel like it sounds, when you just hear it and you don't listen to the words that you're saying, I feel like it sounds more, like you said before, dancey, positive with these electronic parts, and you're very, very much clean, you have clean vocals very, very often. So how did the topic influence the sound?
I think that, when it comes to writing North Lane stuff, John, our guitarist and primary like writer, he'll present all this music to us, and then I don't know, I'll kind of just see how that music makes me feel and go with that. And even though there are a lot more dancey elements or electronic elements, kind of building on what we did on Alien, I still feel like they're still quite dark songs. The atmosphere and the kind of the landscape of what the music is a part of is still quite dark, even though it has an upbeat feeling. And I think that's kind of where I was sitting in that kind of, you know, trying to create something and something I'm proud of, but still not being sure of how to do that and how to kind of, yeah, I think for a while I was thinking to myself, I've got to put a positive spin on some of these songs. Otherwise it's going to be just, you know, a neg fest, a negative vibe the whole time. And I guess like halfway through trying to write, I was like, well, that's not going to happen. There's not much positive going on at the moment. Like even the idea of, you know, the light is brighter at the end of the tunnel. We couldn't see the end of the tunnel at this point. We didn't know when this pandemic was going to end or when we would be able to play a show again. So I think even though it is a bit dancey, it's still quite dark. And I think that kind of still reflects in the vocals. I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to say, I guess.
So how do you feel about these electronic elements? Because I feel like you've experimented on this, on Alien as well a little bit. And now there are very, very many electronic elements. How do you feel about it? And how do your fans react to it?
I'm super into it. And I'm always excited for what John has and what he's experimenting with in the music. That being said, it is kind of difficult as it's not something we've, you know, done a whole lot of, working in that more electronic world. And I think it does take a different approach to how you might write a song and how you might sing a song. It was just, I think, a bit of a learning curve of trying to figure out what's the right way to do this. Like, you know, you don't want to just kind of do the same screamy kind of stuff over this kind of style of music. But I guess it's still kind of trying to find a way to blend what North End has done in the past with this new sound. And I think as well, though, if my voice is on it, like, it's going to sound like North End in some kind of way. And if John's writing the music, it's going to sound like North End in some kind of way. And I think there were times where we had to kind of pull John in and be like, okay, that's a bit too crazy. That's a bit too much. But he was always very like aware of maybe taking it a little too far. And I think we've managed to blend, yeah, the kind of sound we're known for with these new elements pretty well, if I do say so myself. And I think, you know, the fans have been really cool about it. I think having those moments in Alien has let us have a bit more freedom to do what we've done on the new album. And I think people are just excited because they know it's not just going to be a dance album. They know there's going to be a bit of everything, just with some of those elements included. So, I'm just really excited. And I think the fans seem to be quite excited as well. I guess we'll see what happens when the album comes out. But so far, it's been really positive.
Great. So let me look at my questions. Oh yeah, on Echo Chamber, you're talking about like the negative influences that social media has on all of us, probably. So as someone who's very much working on social media and getting the phone in my hand when I wake up and laying it away when I'm getting to sleep, what would you say would be a good tip for all of us to like distance away from social media a little bit more?
Well, it's interesting because I don't think that social media itself is a problem. I think it's just that, you know, in the past couple of years, people have just used it as their way of venting, I think, and kind of expressing a lot of just anger. And that's more what's kind of gotten to me, is that people are just on the internet attacking each other a lot. And I was talking to a mate yesterday, and he was just like, yeah, it seems like anytime someone goes on Twitter, it's just to start a fight.
Yeah.
And that kind of just, and it's over little things most of the time, you know, it's over like someone not liking some band because they said something that they didn't like, and then kind of being stuck on that for a week. It's, yeah, I actually don't see the kind of more, like the press side of it. I don't see that as being too negative. It's more just people, like people getting stuck into each other and getting angry at each other over things that don't matter. And I just found that spending a lot less time on Twitter and on Instagram and looking at that stuff has just made me, it's just helped my mental health a lot and helped me focus on what's in front of me in the real world a lot more. And I'm sure it being your job is a bit harder to do because you have to be on there all the time, but I guess I'll kind of only pop on when I need to say something that I think's important, or most of the time I'll just kind of jump on and like post something really stupid, post something silly, because I don't know, I just find laughing is so much,
yeah,
so much more beneficial than getting angry about things and kind of being angry all the time. I just can't really get behind that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it's the same in Germany with Twitter. So there are good days on Twitter where it's where you open it and it's like super funny, and then there are days where you read like two tweets and are like, okay, yeah, I'll just shut it off because it doesn't work today. It's a bad Twitter
day. Absolutely. Exactly. I'll do the same. I'll just be like, oh, okay, the internet's still broken. I'll wait till tomorrow, see what's happening.
But I feel like Instagram is getting better, but I can just say from my view, because I've unfollowed very, very many people that had like a negative influence on me, or where the community was just fucked up, where there were always like bad comments and hate. I just said like, yeah, I'll just unfollow you. It doesn't work for me.
Absolutely. That's the, yeah, I guess in the end, that's, yeah, where echo chamber kind of sits. It's saying, have you tried turning it off? Have you tried just looking outside of it and finding, you know, looking at the positives of life, which, you know, there's not a lot to be stoked about at the moment, but, you know, there's always something.
Some parts. Yeah.
Exactly. And even if that's just, you know, being present with your friends and family around you and, yeah, just not worrying about what the internet thinks, not trying to be the coolest person on the internet all the time. Yeah, it's all so weird.
Mm-hmm. Besides releasing your record in the near future, what are you looking forward to in the next weeks, month, days, whatever?
Yeah, well, I'm just looking forward to getting back to playing shows again. I think towards the end of the Alien album cycle, I was starting to feel a bit burnt out, and yeah, with what I was saying before of kind of getting this negative feedback from family and stuff, I was like, I don't know how much longer I can kind of keep doing this without a break. But now that we've had this amount of time off, I've realized like I need to be playing shows. It's kind of the thing that, you know, kind of fills me with energy, but also kind of, you know, puts me to sleep at night as well. It kind of wears me out. It's my kind of way of just letting all of this energy out and expressing myself in a way that, you know, there's nothing else that kind of gives me that feeling besides performing live. And also just seeing friends again and feeling normal about the world. I'm just looking forward to that happening at some point. Yeah, getting back to Europe, getting back to Germany, getting back to what we do. I'm really looking forward to hopefully picking up again and going like full steam ahead.
Awesome. And are there any records that are coming out in the next month that you are looking forward to, like the music that you like?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm sure there is. I can't think of it right now.
Okay.
I think, the one thing I've been thinking about a lot is Daniel Johns, the singer from Silverchair. He's releasing an album on the same day that we are.
Oh.
So, but I've already in my head kind of bowed out. I'm like, okay, we're not going to beat his sales on that day. So that's fine. But I'm really excited for that. I think that's going to be really cool to hear him release some new music again. But that's still, yeah, a couple of months away.
Mm-hmm. And what are you listening to at the moment?
At the moment, I'm listening to, honestly, just like a lot of nostalgic stuff, a lot of music I used to listen to when I was younger, or even just bands that I used to listen to their new music. So I've been listening to Billy Talents a lot. They've just put out a new album. But then I've been going back and listening to like Fall Out Boy and 4 Years Strong and Reliant K, a lot of just emo pop punky kind of stuff. That's where I kind of sit when I'm listening to music and want to find something positive out of it. I just kind of go back to this time of, yeah, just being a little emo kid and loving these songs. Yeah, I'm sure there's a bunch of other stuff as well, but that's the thing I always kind of go back to, is the old school kind of mid-2000s emo things.
Awesome. So, Marcus, thank you very, very much for this interview. It was fun to talk to you. And
thank you, Britt.
I hope you'll have a great release.
Thank you so much.